Welcome back to the Coach's Breakfast right here on the mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And now joining us on the phone is the head coach of the Fredonia Yellow Jackets, Coach Mark Swatty. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Hey, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We love having you on. And Coach, of course, last year your team got into the playoffs. You actually won a playoff game. However, the season came to an end because of a COVID outbreak. But overall, just talk about last season.
Well, we had a really good senior class. We were peaking at the right time. We had an outstanding performance against West Franklin in the first round of the playoffs. We were very excited to play in the second round against Osage City. We were very confident. And then Thursday before we were supposed to play the Friday night game, we all got put into quarantine. So that's kind of how the season ended. It was very abrupt. We didn't get to finish the season on the field. But there was other teams that had to deal with that and kind of the peaks and valleys of life.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. I was like, that hurt because I was ready to see you guys play Osage City, but unfortunately it did not happen. But, again, still, though, a very successful season overall last season, though.
Oh, yes, yeah, we felt good about it. We were 1-3 to start the year, had a couple that we felt like got away from us early. But I'll tell you, I think it made us better, solidified us with changes schematically, offensively. We got very efficient on both sides of the ball, and had a really nice 2020 campaign.
Well, and we are about to move into the 2021 campaign. However, how have the summer weights gone? Have you had a lot of participation for those summer workouts?
Well, I'm going to tell you two things. Last year was a tough year, as tough as I've taught for over 20 years. It was definitely the toughest year in education I've ever had. We definitely had a COVID hangover in regards to summer attendance, in regards to the whole summer. We did finish off very strong. We had a boot camp the week prior to fall sports starting. It was extremely well attended, a really nice opportunity for our kids to get out and get the fall sports season started. That one is between 70 and almost 80 kids per session we had in for that. Now, that's all fall sports. That's not just football players. So we're really anxious to get this year started, I think we got a really nice participation as we've started the fall sports season. We got 39 kids right now on our football team.
And, of course, like you said, it just, practice was allowed to start on Monday. Now, I know you said you graduated a very large senior class last year. So who are you looking forward to this year to kind of pick up those leadership reins?
Well, we were pretty deep last year in regards to we had some younger kids that could play. We obviously had talent in our senior class. A lot of those kids graduated. Some of those kids were all-state and all-conference performers. But I'm going to start off, go through our senior class. Tyler Foggett is a kid that he played a limited amount last year, started for us as a DB towards the end of the year. But we're looking for him to have a breakout senior year, both as a wide receiver and as a defensive back. Mason Harvey, he was in and out last year and the prior year. Prior year, he had a broken arm. And then last year, he was in quarantine at least twice during football season, and he had a really nice game last year versus West Franklin to finish the year. Colton Dinkle probably had the best statistical year last year. He rushed for about 600 yards for us from his fullback position, and then also caught for about 400 yards also, started for us on defense. Real nice player returning. He's an all-conference player. Taryn Ward, his season was also marred by COVID quarantines. I think he only played four games last year, but he was an all-league performer as a freshman. He had injuries as a sophomore, and then COVID last year, we were looking for him to have an outstanding senior year. Colton Lewis, who's put his time in, looking to play offensive and defensive line. Tanner Flannery, that's put his time in at the JV level, looking to start as an offensive lineman. Same thing with Landon Ziner. Daniel Bennett played a lot of special teams for us this year. We're looking for him to play some tight end and defensive end. for us. Corbin Beckenholt, who's coming back out for football as a senior, has been dealing with some shoulder injuries. And then Kellen Tindall is actually a three-year starter on the offensive line coming back, and we're looking for him to be a two-way starter. And then Travon Taylor is coming back out for football. He's an athletic body, can two-hand dunk a basketball, so we're excited about him having him back out.
So got a lot of guys coming back for this season. And who are you looking at as of right now for your quarterback to kind of basically quarterback that offense?
Well, we just graduated a three-year starter with John Dutton, and Joel Dutton, his younger brother, is the heir apparent to that position. We've been prepping him since he's in sixth grade for that spot. He's fired up, ready. He's shown a lot of leadership qualities. He's a good athlete. He's a five-sport athlete. He's football, cross-country, actually six-sport now, I think, about it, wrestling and basketball and baseball. And no, he's just out for baseball in the spring. Somebody that's highly competitive, and he keeps telling me that he's going to be so much better than his brother that I'm not going to believe it.
Oh, boy, you got to always love the brotherly competition, that's for sure. I had it with my sister as well. So, again, it sounds like he'll be taking over for quarterback this year, and I didn't remember seeing him last year in basketball. He's a fantastic athlete overall, not just a good quarterback. Like you said, he goes out for several sports. He's just an overall fantastic athlete.
Yes, we're excited, very excited about, I mean, having him as a two-year starter. We've told him that he's not coming off the field. He'll play DB for us. We probably won't even take him off special teams. He needs to play. If he's going to run cross-country the next day, he might as well play every down in football.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get him out there every play. make sure he'll sleep well on Friday night after the game. Well, Coach, let's go ahead and look forward to the season. And your season is flip-flopped from last year. Basically, all your home games from last year are now away games this year and vice versa. So you will start out the season heading to Caney Valley, which you guys had a great game with them last year. I got to see that game. So you're heading to Caney Valley. What do you expect from the Bullpups this season?
Well, we know exactly what we're going to see. You're going to be double-tight wishbone. They're going to be in a bear fight or 4-3 defensively. Coach Davis does an outstanding job with his kids. He coaches them up with his staff, and then they always have athletes. There's no doubt about that. Caney's never been wanting for kids.
All right. So, again, should be an exciting matchup as you start the season out on the road against the Caney Valley Bullpups. And, Coach, it starts on the 3rd, so good luck this season as you look to try to make it back into the playoffs for the second consecutive year.
You bet. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.